I'm a little kid. I'm a real little kid. I just think the way they think, I act the way they act, I am who they are. When I'm walking down the street and I see a butterfly, I have to stop walking and look at the butterfly and try to figure out what kind it is. Or when I'm walking past flowers, I have to stop and smell them, and that's what little kids do. My name's Dixie Fassian. I teach gifted pre-K at Benjamin Franklin Elementary. I'm approaching my 26th year of teaching. I started at a fourth grade position, which I knew I wanted elementary. I knew I wanted small children. And I thought, well, fourth graders, they're 9 years old. That's great. But it turns out that I work better with much younger children. I love things like puppets and sand and water table. And I don't mind when little kids poke you, you know, when they want to get your attention. I don't get upset when somebody pees on themselves. You know, you change the clothes and then they pee again and you change the clothes again. That doesn't bother me. That's just, I don't mind that. I like kids who are just so full of wonder. They just want to find out things. There's that little early childhood thing that just clicks off when they get a certain age, and I just love it when it's on. I like it when they get a loose tooth, you know, stuff like that. My teaching style, especially with early childhood, I think all early childhood teachers have to be this way. We're very hands-on. We're very experiential. Kids have to have real, actual experiences, and there's nothing that teaches them anything better than that. I mean, yes, you want them to read. Well, what are stories about in kindergarten and pre-K? They're about the farm. How many inner-city kids have been to a farm? How many inner-city kids have planted something and watched it grow? You have to do that with them in order for them to comprehend and understand what they're reading. Every day is something new at school. Every day you got a new challenge. Every day you got a new set of goals, a new set of curriculum objectives that you have to get across to the children. And they don't all learn the same way. So you got to do it with blocks, and you got to do it with cut construction paper, and you've got to do it with Play-Doh, and you've got to do it with singing, and you've got to do it with everybody's bodies, and whatever it is, you got to do that to make sure they get it. Early childhood programs are like vitally important. When I taught regular ed, invariably, the children who came from the pre-K programs in the public schools were phenomenally better prepared. They knew all their colors, they knew all their shapes, they knew how to interact with the materials, and they knew how to ask permission to go to the bathroom. They didn't just walk out the room. The biggest thing that I've learned for myself personally is that if you're not having fun, you need to change. You have to love it.